Jim Caviezel joins us on Sports Byline. He's starring in the football film When the Game Stands Tall, and he's playing De La Salle High School coach Bob Lattiser, who's conquered California Spartans high school team, had a 151-game winning streak from 1992 to 2003, surpassing all records for consecutive victories in any American sport. And I can tell you that this movie is not just about football or about sport. This is about life, and it's a great movie, so I want you to take it in. Jim, what was it about the movie and the role of playing Bob Lattiser that appealed to you?
Well, I mean, I guess the fact that I was a young athlete myself, when I was 5 years old, you know, I had a basketball in my hand, and I played every day and was dedicated and worked at it really hard. My dad played for, was a state player of the year of the state of Washington, and he played for John Wooden at UCLA. And then my brother played in college for the Huskies and transferred to Long Beach State. And so we grew up going to basketball camps and everything. And while I was a senior year in high school, before I knew I was going to be an actor, I was our team had just found out that we were going to play the number one ranked team in the state. And you said you were from Seattle, so you know how good Mercer Island was. Mercer Island had not been beaten in state. They were undefeated, and they lost a fluke game. And now we were set to play them. And the only problem was, is we knew that once we played them, probably our season would be over. We would not go to the state tournament, a goal that I had had for a long time. And so we went home and kind of depressed about it. We were out having a party and stuff, and we played a great game, and now we were set to play the very next day against a team that was a dominant force. Just so happens that Hoosiers was out. We saw them. We got together, and we went and saw the movie as a team. And I can tell you the difference in just watching that film and how it completely changed our perspective. We went in and came out that night, and I can just tell you, fear left and love came in. And I think that was very similar to how Lattiser has his teams. When they go in before their games, the night before, they get up and they give these commitment cards and goals, and they basically open their hearts to each other. And once that occurs, their hearts swell, and they love each other. And that bond, that brotherhood they have, they take it out on the field, they hold each other's hands, and, you know, teams would look at them and laugh. But they go out and they just beat their opponent because their hearts are in the kind of place you have to be in order to not just hit that hard, but be able to be hit. And just FYI, we went out that night and beat Mercer Island, played out of our minds. But it was never about focusing on winning. It was just the fact that we were fearless.
Jim, one of the things I do know is that coaches try to create a family atmosphere, and Bob certainly has done that. I sit here in San Francisco, and I've known Bob for a long time. How has he been able to do that, and do you see a lot of similarities between him and what John Wooden did with the UCLA program?
Yes, I do. And that is one of the things is he creates an atmosphere of brotherhood in the same way that Wooden did. John Wooden had his pyramid of success, and he always believed that if we do what we do very, very well, no one would be able to stop us. But the most important thing, component in the De La Salle Spartan tradition is their, and I'm going to paraphrase what Coach Ladd had said, is their commitment to create a brotherhood amongst ourselves. He said that this task is so much bigger and tougher and more elusive than any opponent that we ever face. It is understanding that I must lose some of myself in order to find others, that individual egos must die in order for a team to live. It's learning how to be a team player, to claim that I'm a good teammate or a team player simply means I know how to sacrifice for a just cause. And that's cooperating with fellow humans, respecting the dignity of others, and can respond when called upon. And that leads them to the ultimate place, which is love, that they love each other. That's what really beats at the heart of their neighborhood at De La Salle is love. He said that we win because our players love each other. They are not afraid to say it. They're not afraid to embrace each other as a sign of that affection. And that is an outward sign. But he would say love, put simply, means that I can count on you and that you can count on me. And this translates into being responsible. And responsibility, a coach would say, is learned. It's not inherited.
One of the other things that you said, I have a quote here in front of me that I thought was so apt. You say, there's no rah-rah BS. Some coaches walk in and they're, we're going to do this, rah. There's no screaming and yelling. They come right up to you with your purpose of explaining exactly what they need from you. If you're not getting it done, you'll know that quietness is actually more frightening. I thought that was fascinating.
Well, you know, let me just phrase that. Coach Wooden never used curse words. His worst swear word was, goodness gracious, sakes alive. And he was very still, very quiet. And when he said that, my dad would say, you know, God help you. I have done a couple films where I had to work with the SEAL community and did a lot of training with them with shooting and swimming and different things. And there's not much screaming going on. They come down there very, very clear. You're not getting it done. And SEALs are very stealth that way. And Lattiser has the same kind of principle. You have a fear about him when he walks around, but a great respect. And there is a division. He is the coach. He is the leader. And boys need that. But how he works with them is they become men because they start taking personal responsibility in their own actions. And they start calling each other out. And having the courage to do that is something that he continually was able to do on a higher level and more consistency. I said to you earlier, you know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, many coaches say we and us. But really, when you look at their actions, it's more about I and me. And what he has, like Wooden, is authenticity. He's authentic, and the boys believe in him, and he believes in them. You're better than that. You can be better than that, and it's something that, well, we just haven't heard quite a bit. We haven't heard a lot of, especially in this time, but we need to hear more of it.
Jim Caviezel is with us. He's starring in the movie When the Game Stands Tall. I hope you'll check this out. I met John Wooden, I remember, early in my broadcasting career, and it was when they were playing in an NCAA Final Four. And I'll never forget this, Jim. I'm walking down the hallway. Coach is coming up to me. I stop him for a moment, and I said to him, what thoughts do you have about the game? And he's looking at the stat sheet, Jim. He looks down, he says, like you said about the making mistakes, he looks down and he says, you know, Ron, walks are like turnovers in basketball. They'll kill you every time. Is Bob Lattiser a perfectionist, and what does he expect out of his team and his players?
Well, you mentioned the word perfectionist. Now, let me just say what he quote him. He said, we're not asking you to play a perfect game. That's impossible. What we're asking of you, what you should be asking of yourselves, is to give a perfect effort on every play from snap to whistle. That people can depend on you. Love means that you can depend on me. And when I looked at, you know, some of the films and just him speaking to his teams, when he did speak, he spoke, but he spoke from his heart. And those boys, you can see their eyes. It's one of the first things that I noticed. It wasn't how he coached, it's how the boys looked at him. Their eyes were glazing. They were about to cry. Their hearts were burning inside. That's the place that he says, whatever that is to get your heart swollen, that's where you got to be tomorrow, whatever you have to do. And so, like Wooden, he never focused on winning. Winning was a result of love. He says, the most incredible aspect of the streak was that the way it came about. As I was saying, when, you know, I say, people have asked me, what do you mean he didn't focus on winning? What I learned as I got to know more about him is that he really wanted to create good men. He wanted to help boys become men of virtue, men that could be dependent upon. It just so happens that the positive virtues he instilled in his students and players, like tenacity, dependability, courage, sacrifice, all of those virtues transferred onto the football field, but with incredible results.
Jim, I knew that this movie was important to you and this role was important to you when I read a quote from you, and I think this kind of sums it up. It says a lot about you as well. You said, football's a sport you can play for a short period of time, but how he, meaning Bob Lattiser, trains them to become men is something they can do for the rest of their lives. That was very telling.
Listen, you know, when we look back on our high school days, sometimes people, and I know several classmates of mine, they kind of get locked in that time lock, and that's the best years of his life. And I would think Lattiser would say, this is not going to be the best time of your life. Even though you will be undefeated and there will be great moments, this is something, kind of a learning system, a training program that they go through so that they become men. Now, there are a lot of young boys out there, and just because you become 30 one day does not make you a man, or a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old. I see a lot of 40- and 50-year-old guys. Why are they guys? The difference between a man and a guy is one that will accept responsibility, his own personal responsibility. Guys like Wooden, guys like George Raveling, guys like Lenny Wilkins, these are my role models. And what these role models do, like Lattiser had these commitment cards. They were the boys would get up on the night before the game, and they would basically have these cards and these goals written down. And basically, these boys get up, and through trust and honesty, they get up with courage, and they say to their teammates, "This is who I am. Can you help me? Or can I help you?" And it begins sometimes with a painful evolution of our strengths, but also our weaknesses. And they lay themselves open to be vulnerable. It is only through this process that real growth and change can occur. And he would say that to fool ourselves into believing that we have arrived is just closing the door on life itself.
One of the other things I liked about the movie, it really, you know, and again, the movie is When the Game Stands Tall. It also focuses, Jim, on what happened after that 151-game winning streak ended. Could the program bounce back and the other stumbling blocks? How did you all address that?
Well, there's even in the trailer, the trailer of the movie addresses a tragedy that occurred. As any part of life, you have high points, you have low points. But their training in their faith always kicks in because, again, it's based on love. There's a part in the movie where you have one of the guys that has no family, and Lattiser looks at him and says, "No, you have 64 brothers or 46 brothers who love you, and they're there for you. They're your adopted brothers. I'll be there for you." And, you know, some of those relationships they have are greater and stronger than anything they ever had in their own family. Many of these boys don't even have a father, but they become great fathers, something you were mentioning earlier. They become great husbands. They become great leaders in their community. I think that is what Lattiser, his whole purpose of why he, you know, did what he did and stayed. You know, there's a little clip of John Madden at the end. You know, he says, this guy could have gone to the NFL. This guy could have gone to major college programs anywhere and been paid high seven figures. But I think maybe in Lattiser, it's like those guys are already there. He wanted to work with the boys that are on their way.
I know that Bill Walsh, the late Bill Walsh, who was a good friend of mine, wanted Jim to come over and be on his staff. We only have about 30 seconds left, but I know movies and roles mean things to actors. In your particular case, in about 30 seconds, what does this role and movie mean to you, Jim?
The movie, to me, what it means most to me is I would never be where I am without the role models that I had. I was rejected. I didn't make it. Took 10 years to get where I needed to be. And without those role models, those sports role models and teachers, what made it set them apart is they were great teachers. I owe Coach Wooden, and I personally thanked him when he came to my Bobby Jones premiere and I got up in front of everyone. If it wasn't for certain guys like my father, like people like that, that I would never be where I'm at. And I thank God that there are people like Coach Lattiser out there. There are guys that are some of the most beautiful, and Terry Edson and the rest of the coaching staff that have really made a great impact on a lot of these young men's lives.
I want to thank you very much, Jim. It's a great movie, a great role, great acting effort on your part, but I sense that it was a real natural and easy thing for you to do. I appreciate you speaking from the heart the way you did, and I hope that families and young men will particularly take this role to heart and see what can be accomplished. Thank you very much, Jim, for joining us here on Sports Byline.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Jim Caviezel with us, and again, the football film is called When the Game Stands Tall. I hope that you'll check it out. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.